All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Columbus Covers Columbus. Let's take a look at the weather.
The weather today, brought to you by me. It is cold, and there's snow on the ground.
How about that weather, huh?
It is weather, indeed.
Cool. All right, guys, we're Squirple, fresh off the plane. We just flew in from Dallas, y'all. Make some noise, CCC, if y'all ready to get the show started tonight
ready to get
here.
It started? Are you ready to get it started? It's...
Get the show on the road. All right, our first act for the evening, we have Revolution Rosies.
Revolution Rosies.
The live podcast. These ladies have a podcast coming out later tonight. Make sure you check them out on the interwebs because they release a podcast every first and third Sunday of the month. This one here is about badass women in history, specifically from the 1950s to 1979.
Everybody give it up for your strong ladies.
Yeah.
Everybody give it up for your strong ladies. All right, we're going to get them up here because they're strong. We're going to get themselves up here.
Today's show is about Columbus women in history. Please make some noise for our hosts, Viviana Vega and Betty Lou. Boop, 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 boop.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Don't fucking knock over the table before just, we even sit down.
We were gifted this. We were entrusted. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's our very first live podcast.
Yeah.
Ever. So you guys get to be here for it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to work on this being a live one. So if we're a little nervous, fuck off.
And thank you to William Mount for helping us with our sound, our table. He really hooked us up. Sounds a bus town. He was here on Friday night playing a game show. I won't tell you who won, but I do know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much because we record out of my bedroom in my bed, and I don't think that the setup we use there would work here.
It would not, but we are snuggly there.
It was super cute. We're so cute, you guys.
And slippers. I almost brought my slippers here because it felt like home.
Be good.
I know. I really miss the opportunity.
I actually wore a blanket. I put a belt on it.
Really get in there. Get in there. You're going to want to.
Right here?
Yeah.
So I wore a blanket with a belt because it's fucking cold.
It is cold.
So
I'm Vivian Vega.
Yeah. I'm Betty LaRue.
And this is Revolution Rosies.
Yeah. Thank you.
Typically, we have like 2 hours to sit in her bed and talk and eat popcorn, but we only have a half hour today. So we have 6 amazing women from Columbus to talk about. Only one is from history, though.
Yeah, only one's from history. We're actually doing like modern day
people that you probably know.
And you could actually go and potentially see do things here in Columbus.
As a matter of fact, one of them was here 2 of the 3 nights.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Vivian, would you want to start us off?
Sure thing.
Hello, darling.
Hello, my love.
Do you want to give me your name?
I do.
What's
the
name
is Alex Landexter. No, my name is Blanchine Glamzy.
Hello, Blanchine Glamzy.
It's
giving us a little bit of audio bits there. Would you like to tell me who your favorite female artist you think is unsung here in Columbus?
I surely do. So she performs as Riley Poppyseed, a wonderful drag performer. One, So You Think You Can Drag, her first time out.
Hell yeah.
I wish I was Alex Landexter. That's why I said it, because I would give anything. She has an incredible voice. She is an incredible actress, and her drag is beyond. Like, she's getting recognition all over town for it.
From the lips of babes. From the lips of babes. Thank you.
I'm going to actually start with a friend of mine who I have known since probably sophomore year of high school. And now she's kind of a big deal. She's been on TV.
Ooh.
She's been on a TV show competition. Her name is Kelly Harris. She is a special effects makeup artist. She's self-taught. And the TV show she was on was the Sci-Fi Channel's Face Off.
Fucking love that show.
Yeah, she got pretty fucking far, too. She did great, and I think she was chosen as a fan favorite here recently as well.
Am I mistaken? Was she once a burlesque performer as well?
No, but she hangs out with them a lot.
I was going to say, yeah. I think there was a sci-fi. I think I've probably met her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's been around. She had blue hair on the show, but she did this one like clockwork one on Face Off, and it was like a woman who's like she died, and the backstory was like the clockmaker's wife died, and so he built like a robot wife, and it was like this clock lady.
Is it like steampunk? That sounds
very
steampunk.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it was so fucking badass. And anyways, she's hopping all over the place now. She's like, I think she was in New Orleans at one point. I don't know where she's living now, but she's from Columbus. She's amazing. She's a badass, and she makes the funniest faces. If you look up Kelly Harris Face Off, it's all like, and like it's very scary and intimidating and weird, and I love her.
I'm really sad that when we release this, it's only going to be audio.
I know.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It's very spot on. I'll post a picture of her doing that very face on our Instagram.
Perfect, perfect.
How about it's your turn now?
Oh, you got one for me?
I have so many, but I'm going to pick two, if that's okay.
All right.
So,
absolutely.
So, my two are Angie Healy and Amber Falter.
They're, fuck yes and fuck yes.
Yes.
Both of them
well,
very much.
I think that comedy kind of gets a in the art scene, gets a little bit of a bad rap because it's a little bit more casual and easygoing. But those two women are just fucking amazing at what they do. And they're the most hilarious people I've met in my entire life.
And they're wonderful human beings.
They're really nice, and they do good things for good causes. So, for example, Amber does the Stand Up for Choice, which is like one of the coolest events in Columbus, and I make sure I go to every month because it's a good cause, and also it's just hilarious. It's the funniest show, and I love watching them perform. They're awesome at what they do, and they're like they empower other female comics, which is something huge for me. Is like not only are they amazing performers, but they're helping out the whole entire scene. So.
Perfect, yeah. And I know that Angie is actually working on like booking more female performers just in general. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you guys
so much.
Katie Bailey of Comrade Question. I fucking love her. She is one of my ultimate girl crushes in Columbus, Ohio.
Those are always the best.
Yeah, like every time I see her perform, I just like I'm like I have a crush on her, and I love her songwriting. I love her lyrics. I relate to them. Katie Bailey.
So I'm very excited about my first person. If you guys haven't heard of her, her name is Chef Nikki Stewart. Has anyone heard of her? Great.
No.
This is going to be fun. I'm so excited. So like I asked a friend, I was like, I really want to do a chef. We went with like Columbus female artist, and I wanted to do somebody from the culinary arts. And I asked a friend and she's like, check her out. And I started checking her out. So she is an innovative chef. She's passionate about fresh ingredients and herb. I said herb. Did I say herbs? I said herb.
Like weed?
Like
she cooks
herb.
With weed?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So Chef Nikki is the creator and chef at High End Affairs.
Is that a real place here?
No, it's not a place. It is a speakeasy type of like culinary experience where it's by invitation only. So you have to
so
be
we can
invited.
Get in now because we're talking about it, right?
Right? Like
Sweet.
Nikki.
Sweet.
Chef Nikki.
Let's get high on food.
So it's called the High End Affair. It is a infused invitation, or I'm sorry, it's an invitation-only dinner with like-minded individuals who believe and support the vision of cannabis-friendly world. The event features cocktails and food infused with THC and CBD. Everyone on the staff is trained and experienced with proper dosing techniques.
Damn.
I want to go there
They're
so
like
bad.
Doctor foods.
Fuck yeah. Do you guys want to know who her... I mean, you can probably guess. Do you know who her top celebrity, like...
Matthew McConaughey.
No. Snoop Dogg! Yes, the top chef that she,
right,
the top
right,
person
right.
that she is a chef for is Snoop Dogg.
Damn.
Yeah. So she, in September of 2017, Chef Nikki teamed up with Snoop Dogg to launch Mary Jane's Loud and Clear, a campaign with Baked to Perfection, a cannabis-infused dinner party to support the idea of legalization of marijuana.
I love
so
this.
So her and Snoop Dogg got together. They did an entire dinner party. Everything you ate there just made you hungrier.
I mean, that's great marketing.
Oh my God, right?
So that's great marketing.
But they were doing things like chicken and waffles infused, like with like maple infused with THC and stuff.
Damn.
Like just amazing. So she's a badass. Definitely check her out. And
is that place in Columbus?
No, none of this is.
Like, well, then what the hell, Nikki?
No. So she could end up doing a high-end affair here in Columbus. You just wouldn't know about it because even the people that are invited, they don't know the location until 2 hours before the event.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's so,
because
cool.
Because it's a lot of people that have well-known names and everything, and so they don't want them to get stuck with the paparazzi or anything like that. So it's, like, super down low where it's going to be.
So it's, like, for celebrities that, like, come through with, like, shows here and shit.
It was, like, sneaking.
And then us.
And then us.
Sweet. I dig it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm really, really
Woo!
Hoping that.
We're going to be famous.
So that is my first woman.
Getting high.
Chef Nikki Stewart.
Getting high.
Amazing.
I love it.
So I've been asking people about badass artists that you may not have heard of, but I think I'm talking to a badass artist that people may not have heard of. What's your name?
Janella Caudill.
And Janelle, what do you do?
I like to paint surrealism, and I spend most of my time painting, and it's what makes me, essentially.
Do you have anything on social media? Do you have anything where people can find you?
Yes, my company is called Artsotech, and it's Artsotek, and it's on Facebook, and I do custom paintings.
So Janelle has been here doing paintings during the show, right?
Yeah.
And they have been really beautiful, bright, colorful surrealism paintings. Absolutely lovely to look at. I think you're finished for the evening, right?
Yep.
Are you going to be doing any more this weekend?
Probably not, because I live an hour and a half away.
Oh my God, where are you from?
I live in Lakeview.
So how did they find you for this festival?
Well, I got contacted by Hannah. She is in Adono. She is an art curator. And she gets together a bunch of artists all over, and she travels, and they go to festivals, and she has her own, like, group, community of artists called the Anadono Promo Team on Facebook. You can add them on there.
That's awesome. Perfect. Thank you. So, again, give me the full spiel so I get all of the information so people can find you online. And do you mind if we share one of your pictures on Instagram when we release this episode?
Yeah, sure. I'm Janella Caudill, and I'm from Artsotech, Artsotek. I do custom paintings, and my life is art.
Who you got for me?
I've got another Kelly. I, like, went for two Kellys, which is weird and it's dumb and confusing, and I don't know why I did it. But
is there like a Kelly with a Y and a Kelly with an I?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, good job. Yes. The first one is Kelly with a Y, Kelly Harris, and the next one is Kelly Martin with an I, Kelly with an I. She's also been on TV, but this time for fashion. She was on Project Runway on Bravo.
Shit. I did not know that we had somebody from Columbus that we
Yeah. Yeah, cool. And she's done the dramas here, the fashion show that is sisters, they call it the bitchy sister of trauma that is hosted here in Columbus. She did, her fashion line is called Anti-Label or Anti-Label.
Oh, I know exactly who that is.
She awesome. Makes some really cute jumpsuits.
Yeah. I like a good jumpsuit if they consider that women like me have asses, because if you don't, then I just end up with a vagina suit.
See, I don't have an ass and so very narrow shoulders, so I'm
time.
Great in
sad.
Jumpsuits.
Yeah.
It's like 70s strong. But anyway, so Anti-Label. She used to have a storefront here in Columbus called Black Market. I don't think that it's around anymore. It could still be, but I don't think it's in the Short North like I think it used to be. I think it used to be in the Short North. But
yeah, there was one on High Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's expensive as hell to be down there. So I think either she moved it and it's just online now, or so I'm not sure.
I don't know how the places on High Street afford to be on High Street, because I never see people in them.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're like those fancy ones that only allow like one person at a time.
Oh yeah. So that like,
yeah, it's like that Portlandia skit where it's like two girls, two shirts. And it's like just two girls and two shirts, and that's all that's in the store. And then they changed it from two girls, two shirts to one man, one tube amp. It was dumb. Anyways.
Okay. I've never seen it, so.
This is why we have a lot of stuff cut out on the episodes you hear on, because we say stupid shit like this. It's not funny, and it's like, what the fuck is she even? Anyway, so Kelly went to LA to fashion school, and she got her fashion design degree at an actual fashion design school in LA. And then she created her first line and only line, Anti-Label, in 1998.
That's awesome.
So it's been going strong since. She's still creating stuff. She's still here in Columbus, as far as I know.
Very cool.
So, so two Columbusians on competition shows.
I just want to say that there for a hot second, I was just mesmerized by the fact that you know exactly where the microphone is in relations to your lips. And you just you never touch it, where I'm just like, William, I'm so sorry. There's so much lipstick on this.
I wore lip gloss, so it doesn't even show. It just smells like peaches.
Nope, mine's
good. I went for like a 90s like grunge like soiree.
I'm wearing a blanket.
You guys are getting the real the real hit with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so.
Are you ready?
Me? Oh my God, I'm going to put you on the spot, right?
Yeah, all right. Hello.
Hi,
are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Is this how this works? I don't do this for a living, I guess.
Have you never spoken to a microphone before?
Not one that's not mine.
Wow, I'm just going to shove this random microphone in your face.
Oh. Not like how I did it on stage. Like
yeah, this. It's all right.
Your hands feel good, though. My face is kind of warm. It feels nice. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Will. How are you doing?
Good, you?
Good, good. So, it's my question?
Yes. Yep.
It is Will from Sounds of Us Towns.
Hello.
I'm sure that I'm hoping that our audience is very familiar with his voice, as I am. Will, tell
yes.
me, do you have a favorite artist in Columbus that is female that maybe doesn't get the acknowledgement?
Are we talking music artists
or any artist?
All right. Well, I'm pretty versed in the music scene.
I've already picked, yeah. So, straight from those ones.
Kinsey Coyne from Hello Luna. They have hopefully a new EP coming out this year that I'm actually looking forward to. She's a beautiful songwriter.
It's on record, so she has to do it now.
All right, nice. Yes, yeah. Hopefully.
That's how that
fingers
works,
crossed.
Right? That's
fingers
how that
are
works.
Crossed.
And they'll
so,
be out. And they'll be out. That's how that works.
Yeah, so I would pick her. Just people to check out. She started out kind of singer-songwriter, and then now she has a whole backing band and all that stuff. I mean, they're a unit, I guess I should say, but you know what I mean.
She's got a backing band.
She decided to get a band. They're awesome. And just give a shout out to them, I guess. So.
Awesome.
Sorry. So tell me about one of your favorite unsung female performers here in Columbus.
Okay. Absolutely. Alex Burnsides. She is the front woman of the band Lily in the Weeds.
Oh, yeah?
She's also done some singing with Sue Trippin. She has the most amazing voice of all time. Her lyrics are fabulous. She is, like, the coolest person in the world. She makes memes of my dog, and that's really great.
That's always amazing. I mean, like, that could have got her on the list just by that. Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. Everything she does is beautiful. We are very lucky as Columbus to have her in our town.
Are we ready for my girl? Are you done with Kelly?
I'm done with the Kellys.
The Kellys.
We still have 20 minutes.
Fuck.
We're doing great. We're so good at this.
Ooh, yeah, we are.
Notes.
Oh, I forgot to say, which you guys don't care, but I always announce that I'm drinking on the podcast because I'm always drinking on the podcast. Today I'm having bourbon with a splash of bitters. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm out.
Mike. She's out of bourbon with bitters.
On the rocks.
Listen, on the rocks, baby.
Thank you.
He's not my baby. He's your baby, but he's also my baby.
Yeah, that is my fiance. If you guys ever listen to the podcast, I love him dearly. I try not to make fun of him.
And he brings us snacks.
He does bring us snacks. The best snacks.
Oh, the crunchiest, though. I'm so crunchy.
So crunchy.
And I'm not drinking. Well, I am, but it's water with ice.
Stay hydrated,
on the rocks.
Baby.
Water on the rocks.
It's fucking neat. There are no goddamn ice cubes in there.
Yes, there are. Look. See?
I was wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, so.
Shit.
My next woman. So I really wanted to do a woman from the poetry scene in Columbus. And I know a few. Actually, Michael used to be a spoken word poet. He used to go out and tour and everything like that.
Your mic?
My mic. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that microphone right there? I'm just kidding. That was a dumb joke again.
The jokes are really
just
good,
flying
though.
Out of my face.
They're really good.
You can cut that out.
But no,
editing.
So I just like, what I wanted to look it up and try to find like a really special one. And I found Sarah Abdul Rashid.
Is she the one you sent me the video of?
I sent you the video of it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, let me check her out. And then I immediately started fucking crying.
She texted me and she said, I'm crying. You have to watch this. And I don't cry. So I was like, it was good.
If you've ever listened to us on our actual podcast, you know that I'm the crier.
Yeah, it's cute.
I'm a little bit of the crier. So I'm wearing lashes today, so you won't get to see any of that.
Well, and we're not going to. And you know what? She's here today. Let's bring her. Out. She's not here, guys. Okay. We can't afford that. Let's get real.
So anyways, in 2013, Sarah moved from her war-torn country, Syria, to Ohio in 2013. And she did not speak a lick of English. And in 2015, she won the Ohio Poetry Association high school contest with her poem, I Am America. So in 2 years, she not only learned the language, she turned it into fucking song. She's amazing to watch. She got to do a TEDx talk, which is like a TED talk, but it's like kind of it's affiliated, but they're set up in your own towns and stuff. And you can find her on WOSU doing this TEDx talk. She actually does I Am America. She is beautifully charming, and
she looks really young. Is she young?
She's so young. She moved here when she was 15, I want to say. And so, like, when she was 19 years old, just last year, and this is the reason why we're doing this podcast about like women you may not have heard of from Columbus, because I live on Long Street, and she did a one-woman show in the Lincoln Theater, which is gorgeous.
Down the street from you.
Right next to my house. And I've been meaning to see it. I didn't know about it. Like, you don't know about these things that are happening.
Well, and your other person has a speakeasy, which clearly you're not going to know about.
Right. Well, that's the purpose of that. but yeah, so she did a one-woman show just like this October at 19 years old at the Lincoln Theater, and I can't get in there to do burlesque to save my fucking life.
They want class.
I'm
not
fucking
ass.
Classy.
They want class, not ass.
I'm both. Okay.
I'm not.
So
the company you keep.
So yeah, so she wrote I Am America. I'm sorry. So it wasn't I Am America that won her the 2015 award, but she then wrote I Am America during the 2016 election, and it's heartbreaking. Like, this poem is beautiful because it's her talking about how much she loves this country, how hard she's worked to become an American, how excited she is that she is a nationalized American now, and how she will never be an American.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how hard she works, it's never gonna be enough. She's never gonna be. And it's heartbreaking, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, and she is so... Like, for
poised.
Somebody that has only known the language for
5 years?
Five
or
years, maybe. No, not even. Well, yeah, maybe like 5 years at the most. She speaks it better than most people I've met in my life.
Oh, for sure.
and I do want to say one of the first lines in I'm America, it is perfect for this podcast. So I wanted to tell you guys. Oh, and the one-woman show she did was A Map of Myself, and you should check out some stuff about that as well, because it's beautiful. She wears a Are We There Yet shirt the entire time in reference to her grandmother becoming an American citizen waiting in line.
Oh.
And it's like, that's the way you feel when you're trying to become an American citizen, is even once you're there, are we there yet?
It's the waiting game as far as I've
It's really,
heard.
Really beautiful. But anyways, in her poem, I Am America... she says, I'm America because America is one resilient woman. And I gave myself chills. Fuck you guys.
And I gave myself chills. So I don't even need you.
I don't even need you. What's your name?
Andy Bailey.
Andy Bailey. Nice to meet you. Andy Bailey, you're in a band, aren't you?
I am. I play bass for Lily and the Weeds.
They're an awesome band. We've actually mentioned them a couple of times.
I know. I've heard them.
So, Annie, tell me, can you think of, other than, of course, your brilliant lead singer, one of a female artist in Columbus that you don't think gets enough
recognition?
Well, I would have to say the burlesque artist, Blonde Janae Glamzy.
She's amazing.
She is.
She's so amazing.
I mean, I've actually never seen her perform, but I'm told she's very good.
And do you know what? I feel like her name is a playoff of something. Can you?
Well, she loves murder. So it's basically murder.
Her name's a playoff. Murder.
Thank you so much. So Kristen Elliott is not just a vocalist, but more importantly, she is just generally a musician. She performed earlier today, I believe with Clemens & Co., but she's in Clemens & Co. and the Elliott Collective. What's awesome about both of them is that they bring strings to life. She is phenomenal, effortless on a violin. And whether it is a standard violin or an electric violin, she puts most people to shame as a musician. I'm sure, as you know, the piano is said to be one of the hardest musical instruments to master, and next to that would 100% be the violin. It's a guitar without a cheat sheet.
Right.
And she is effortless, and it's beautiful, and off the record, really, though. You need to YouTube her. You need to Facebook her. Listen to the stuff. Clemens & Co.
Feathers.
Fuck you.
I don't know. Feathers.
No, it was
God damn it. They're just falling out of my face.
Oh, it's okay.
The dumb jokes. I need to stick with what I wrote down.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'm so nervous.
I am a little nervous.
I'm so used to just boobies out, you know, and here we are.
Normally when people don't find me funny or like what I'm doing to a microphone, I just take my tits out, but I can't do that today.
It'd be weird. They just sit on the table.
Just like, ooh.
We go, hi, guys. Let's talk about these powerful women with our tits out.
I saw a little I don't know if it was somebody had gone over like a 1950s poster with this, but was like, it had this like gorgeous drawn brunette pinup type lady, and above it said feminists that love their titties. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I am a feminist that loves my titties.
I do love my tits.
I put the feminist. What?
We only got 13 minutes. No more titty talk.
Oh, okay, no more tit talk.
We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll tit talk later.
Tit talk later. Tit talk, tit chat. Tit chat.
Tit chat.
Fuck off. That was kind of a good one, though.
We got a new little corner for our episode. It's called tit tat.
Tit chat. Okay.
Tit tat chat.
Mine is one that you were going to do, and I stole it right from out under you.
What?
I was like, I'm taking this rug, and I'm running with it. Big Lebowski style. Anyways, so this is about both an inanimate object and a real person. So it's a combination. It's called the Spirit of Columbus, which is an airplane that was flown by, it was the very first piloted by a woman that flew around the world.
Yeah, tell me you guys have seen the Spirit of Columbus, right?
I've not.
You've not seen it?
No.
How many in the audience has seen the Spirit of Columbus?
We don't just go around to plane museums, you fucking weirdo.
Are you guys kidding me?
No, I've literally never even heard of it. I haven't.
I flipped the table because this is not a visual art. I flipped the fucking table. You guys didn't see it. We are setting up again right now.
Yeah. No, I've never seen it. I mean, I saw pictures of it now because I did my fucking research.
Jesus Christ.
But anyways, it was piloted, the very first flown around the world by a woman. Her name was Geraldine Friedrichs Mock.
Geraldine.
She goes by Jerry.
Of course she does.
She did this mission on, believe it or not, it took a while. It wasn't until March 19th, 1964. So it was in the 60s. I thought it would have been way before that.
Well, and the thing is like most of the pictures of her, you would think that it was the 50s. She's so fucking cute.
She is cute.
The pictures are so cute. Go to a goddamn museum and see the fucking plane, you
Listen,
guys, and I'm disappointed.
We go to museums, just not plane museums. That sounds so awful.
It's the Spirit of Columbus.
Jeez. Okay, but it took her 29 days, 11 hours, and 59 minutes, and she returned back to Columbus April 17th, 1964.
Fucking
That's a long time with yourself.
Yeah, she had to be real okay with her.
And you can't, like, do crosswords.
Actually, what
You're
happened...
You're fucking flying.
She wasn't planning on doing a flight around the world. She was just, like, really mad at her husband and, like, I just need some me time.
She's like, fuck baths.
I'm fucking taking my plane out.
He's going to come in here and take a shit while I'm in here. So I'm just going to fly this plane, Spirit of Columbus, all the way around the fucking world. But anyway, so eventually, President Johnson awarded her the Federal Aviation Administration's Exceptional Service Decoration. That's such a stupid name. So long and stupid. Like, just call it, like, you did a really good job flying award.
Good job flying award.
You done flown a plane real good.
I mean, I bet you that would fit much easier on
and
this little plaque.
It would be shorter.
To the point, guys.
To the point. Okay, so, yeah, we're flying.
Holy shit.
We're flying like Geraldine.
So, like, if we're just shouting words at you guys again, we're used to doing this where I take 2 hours of us talking and I cut it down to hopefully an hour. So we were like, we have a half an hour. Can you cut some of that out in the middle?
We got some real good nuggets in here, though.
Yeah, we do.
Getting some real charm with us.
We're very charming.
Jesus. Thanks for putting us on Sunday.
All right, well, who is your favorite unsung female artist of Columbus?
My favorite unsung female artist of Columbus is my absolute best friend, Dana Anderson. She's a stage manager. So she worked for Short North Stage for a while and is actually currently stage managing The Little Mermaid with the Pleasure Guild.
That's so cool.
Starring Nina West as Ursula, which is going to be really great. So she is involved in that production, yes. And then she also works for a company called Accepted, but there's no E in the word. And I got to be honest, I don't know what that company does. I know it has something to do with connecting performers with the places that they're applying to or auditioning for. And it's like a big joke that I have no idea what she does for her job. But she knows that. But she's amazing and she works really hard. And she's my best friend.
That's great. And I love it. You got to bring in the women that are behind the scenes. Oh my God, are you ready?
I am so ready, Betty.
All right, and can you give me your name really quickly?
I am Casey Longaberger.
And I just want to let everyone know that even though Casey lives with me, I am not putting her up to this in any way, even though I've been hounding her about it all night. Hey, Casey.
Hey.
Who do you think is a Columbus female artist of any sort?
Well, what's been on my mind is Faith Hammond, and they do go by they, them, there. But I think that they deserve to be mentioned.
Absolutely. We do not have to stray away from Rosie's just because all of right. Silly gender reasons.
Perfect. Well, I've seen Faith perform several times, and they always have just such charisma and passion in their words.
And what do they do?
They do poetry, and they are a Chickasaw, like originally nationality. Native
okay.
American.
Absolutely.
And it's really important for them to integrate that into their poetry. And I feel like I'm always learning something every time I hear them perform.
Do they perform at the Queer Mic Open?
They do. The Queer Community Mic.
Yes.
At the Wild Goose.
And that is every...
That's every third Thursday of the
Thank
month.
You. I always miss it. I always see you and Brad going and I'm like, fuck, that's tonight.
Yes.
But yes, and that is Wild Goose Creative on 4th Street? Summit.
Right, it's right off of Hudson. I know that much.
Yeah. All right, perfect. And it's every Thursday?
Every third Thursday.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Casey.
You're welcome, Betty.
Oh, but I'm done with mine, so now I just get to listen and chit-chat.
You're just going to chill out. Okay, so this one is extremely important, guys. My last woman, I'm really excited to do because she's actually a big part of Columbus Covers Columbus this weekend. She actually, I don't know if you guys were at the first and second night, but she put together and produced all of the burlesque that was here for Columbus Covers Columbus. And she's an amazing person, an amazing performer. I'm going to do Miss Femme l'Afrique.
Femme!
Which I am sure she is home resting her feet right now.
She
and
better
I ain't
be.
Even mad. Like, I mean, I'll she talk to her about be. It later. But
I told her last night we were talking about her.
Did
I
you
ruined
really?
It. I'm sorry.
What the fuck, man?
I'm sorry.
I told her best friend.
I had a drink. Or two, and then it slipped out, and I was like, hey, you're pretty, and we're talking about you tomorrow.
Hey, gorgeous, I love you. And I love every time I'm on stage.
And her highlighter is always on. Okay, but you have a lot of notes about her, and we only have like this much time.
Sure. 6:24?
Oh, yeah, okay. No, yeah, all right. We have 6:24.
All right, so Femme Freak actually went to Otterbein University for theater, which if you've ever seen her, you know that her theatrics are on point, and women's studies, which is also fucking awesome. She is definitely a Rosie. She started working on her burlesque. So she does burlesque here in Columbus, if you guys don't know. But she started actually learning burlesque before she started performing burlesque, which I have to give her like so many accolades for that.
So many props. Oh, God, yeah.
She trained with Cherie Blondell. She trained for over a year before she even stepped foot on stage. And then she stepped foot on stage. She started with Bossy, the Sex Kitten burlesque. She quickly, really fast, climbed the ladder with that group because she's just a stunning, amazing performer, and she's got so much drive with her, like, hugely conceptual, heavy-hitting numbers. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen her. One of my favorite numbers that she does is
the werewolf.
that one, but like she
the
does
the award-winning one.
She does Applause by Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
She does that in the hamburger helper glove.
Oh God, yes, it's so funny. She's funny and cute and like charming
and sexy. Beautiful.
It's like pick one two maybe like at most.
A lot of her numbers, they're political, they make statements. She's all
except
about
for the hamburger helper. That's just
what?
Funny.
That is extremely political. I can't believe you didn't get it.
It's so disappointing. I'm so sorry.
So but yeah, they were about like body positivity and sexual freedom. She then moved on, became a producer. She produces shows at Boston Girls. She gained a ton of new fans as a producer and everything. And then she left Sex Kittens to be her own performer, which I totally understand.
We've both done that.
We both started off, with the same troupe way back in the day, and then decided to pursue your own careers. Because like when you're starting off burlesque, it's nice to have that like central base and have someone to bounce ideas off of. And then one day you definitely want to grow as a performer on your own. So I get that. And then just last year, this beautiful fucking woman won the Ohio Regional Overall Burly Picks Championship. And I don't know if you guys know what Burly Picks are. If not, well, I don't care. It's an amazing honor to have won this in her hometown and like to have done this. She did it with just the funniest but sexiest, like
that number is so legendary. It's so legendary.
Like,
so basically, I'm going to give you a rundown of what this fucking number is, okay? Because we have time. So it starts out, Van Morrison's dancing in the moonlight, and she's like dancing all cute in this cute little costume. And then she's like in a cemetery, and she gets scared because she hears like howling. And then it turns into Thriller, and she turns into a fucking werewolf, and she takes her glove off, and there's like werewolf hands. She's got this like rhinestone werewolf mask.
She's supposed to say spoiler.
Add that in later. Spoiler alert.
There we go.
Then the song turns into Thriller, and it's
I'm a
amazing.
Really good editor, so that's going to work.
She's an amazing editor. She's just boop, bleep, boop, boop, boop. Or you could just bleep it out. We could bleep.
Bleep.
And make it sound
and
like I'm just cussing
this.
The audience out the whole time. Like, bleep, 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 bleep.
You know no one would
turkey.
Believe that we were cussing out the audience, because that's all I do.
I just made a turkey sound instead of a bleeping sound.
It's the same noise. Anyways, so
sorry.
So she won the Ohio Overall Burly Picks 2018. Then she had to like take time away because she hurt herself. And as a performer, this is so hard. I'm eating this thing. Is it still not close enough?
No, man.
I've never not been loud enough in my entire life.
I know.
I had to learn how to reduce clipping.
Clipping.
Fuck off.
With a P.
What did I say? I didn't.
No, you said clipping, but I, in my head, for some reason, thought clitting. So I was basically saying it to myself.
Now we're going to have to clip that. Thanks.
You don't have to. We say words.
So loud. Anyways, so she had to take some time off, but she's back. She's badass. She produced all the burlesque for this fucking weekend. She
deserves so many snaps. She's pretty fucking awesome. So that's my last woman of the... That's not the month. We're not, because normally it's like our women of the month.
And yeah. Well, we usually, like, at the end of our regular episodes, we talk about, like, a woman in history, and then we talk about, like, our favorite Columbus woman or our favorite woman that we...
That we're friends with. That we're
friends with, that we're close to, that inspire us. And this is six women. Well, I don't know this Geraldine lady.
I don't know.
And her plane, like, fucking Betty does, evidently. Knows her plane so fucking well.
It's the spirit of Columbus.
I mean, clearly, I'm missing out. But anyways, these are our six powerful Columbus women.
What's your name? Lethal Effects here from Columbus, Ohio.
Perfect. You've got a really great radio voice, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, like, this whole, like, effects thing doesn't work out for you. You should aim for mornings.
Yeah, I'm an aspiring Ted Williams.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Eventually I'll be asking for donations on the streets.
Perfect. You're going to have that voice. The voice. No, I was, like, really upset that we were going up right after you. I was like, hey, Vivian, they shouldn't sound better than us. So, anyways, so I'm here to ask you, what do you think, who do you think is an aspiring Columbus performer or artist or anything female-wise that you think deserves more accolades than they're getting?
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many, right?
I know, there's a million going through my mind. A good friend of mine, Sarah Cooper Ryder, has been around the block for a long while.
She's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Where can people normally find her?
On the internet and around our open mic at Bossy Girls on Tuesdays. We do the open mic.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cool.
By the way, Columbus, you're full of powerful, badass women. So go out, seek them. Also, I want you guys to start thinking about your favorite, maybe like unsung female artist in Columbus, because I'm coming at you when we
with
finish.
A recorder. She's got a recorder. She's going to ask you. So just, this is like a little like, prepare for this pop quiz because you may be selected, audience members.
Seriously, start thinking about it now. Because when we release this episode, I want to include audience members talking about women that they think should be paid closer attention to in the Columbus arts community. So I will be out there with a microphone in your fucking face. Right like that. Right like that.
Really close. Uncomfortably close.
I'm uncomfortably close. I'm just uncomfortable.
We aren't, and this makes me sad. But anyways.
Normally we're just like cuddled up and about together.
Let's wrap this up so we can eat crunchy snacks.
Eating crunchy snacks.
So let's say our thing, and then we'll let these people on with the night.
So I mean, like, should everyone be like smearing lipstick?
And raising some hell. Have a great night at Columbus. Columbus, Columbus!
Thank you!
Astrea Attraction.
Astrea, who is your favorite unsung female heroine of Columbus?
My favorite unsung female heroine of Columbus would have to be myself.
Excellent. Got any reasoning for that, other than that you're fabulous and beautiful and awesome?
That's pretty much all the reason I need for myself.
I'm pretty good at wrapping things up, and I'm going to make a tiny bow.